Reminder for all of our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for our coaches today. And we're going to begin by heading down to Akron and be joined by Zips head coach Tom Arth. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time and obviously coming off a bye. Talk about what you and your Zips were able to accomplish this week.
Well, you know, it was a good time for us. You know, obviously, as I'm sure everybody else in college football is going through, guys are banged up, you know, playing five games. And, you know, good for some of those guys that have played a lot of snaps for us to, you know, to kind of lighten their load a little bit, shorten their week down a little bit. But, you know, also not losing sight of what we need to do to, you know, to continue to improve. So I was really pleased with our team, you know, especially Tuesday and Wednesday. The way that we practiced was really intense. It was really competitive. And I thought we definitely, you know, definitely got a lot done, you know, in that bye week, which was great to see.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Arth and all of our coaches throughout today's call. Tom, through five games, what have you learned about your Zips and yourself and your staff in your first year in leading the Akron program?
Well, you know, I think we've learned a lot, you know, a lot that, you know, I think, you know, we certainly, you know, didn't come into this and say, hey, this is going to be an easy, you know, an easy job and an easy, you know, situation. You know, we knew there were going to be challenges, and that's what we signed up for. And, you know, and I think that, you know, our team has shown great resiliency, you know, through that, you know, through the challenges that we faced. And, you know, I think it's making us better. By no means are we where we're capable of being, but I do think that we're getting better. I do think that we're getting tougher. I think, you know, we're developing, you know, greater resiliency, you know, through all of this. And, you know, I think, you know, for us as coaches, just, you know, understanding and being able to see, and for our players to be able to see, you know, the small victories every single day and how we do things and how we prepare and how we practice and the things that we're doing in the classroom, the things that we're doing in the community, and, you know, really celebrating, you know, those small wins, you know, on a daily basis, and knowing that, you know, by doing the right things, you know, continually and practicing the right way and preparing the right way, that success will follow. But, you know, you got to be in it. You got to be committed to it, you know, for the long term. And I know that that's, you know, that's where we're at, you know, within our team and within our program.
Looking ahead to Saturday, a special week for both Akron and Kent State supporters. Talk about the rivalry. It's your first year for this as head coach of Akron, but also touch upon what you see on film from Kent State that might present challenges for your Zips.
Well, you know, I think, you know, number one, you know, one of the greatest things about college football, and I think in a lot of ways what separates the college game from the professional game is just, you know, these type of rivalries, you know, rivalry weekends. And, you know, you got teams like Akron and Kent that have been playing against each other for such a long time, you know, so close in proximity to each other. You know, there's just, you know, there's a lot at stake, and it means a lot to, you know, to a lot of people. And, you know, we're just, you know, we're a part of that. Our team's a part of that, and we're a part of that, and realizing that we represent a, you know, a much bigger group than ourselves. So I think it's awesome. You know, I think the energy and, you know, the competition that you have, you know, from playing, you know, this type of game is really special. And, you know, you don't make any one game bigger than the next. But I think at the same time, having a rivalry, you know, means a lot. You know, it means a lot to your school. It means a lot to the tradition of your program. And we're certainly excited for that challenge this week.
Specifically, when you look at Kent State on film, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you.
Well, you know, I think Kent State's done a great job. I think Coach Lewis has done a great job, you know, with that program in a shorter amount of time. You know, they've played a tough schedule. You know, I'd be hard pressed to find any team in the country that's played a tougher schedule than they have. You know, even, you know, their FCS opponent, Kennesaw State, you know, an outstanding football team that, you know, runs the triple option and just presents a lot of challenges. So for them to come out with a win against them was huge. But they've played some great programs, some top, you know, top 10, top 15 programs. And, you know, honestly, they've stayed in the game. You know, you look at the final scores and, it doesn't really tell the story of the game when you watch it. You know, those are close games in the first quarter and through the first half. And, you know, I think, you know, they certainly, you know, do a great job, you know, offensively. You know, Coach Lewis does a great job with that group, and you know, the pace that they play with, the speed that they play with is really challenging for your team. And you know, from a defensive standpoint, Coach Kaufman, you know, we played together. Their defensive coordinator and I played together at John Carroll, and actually worked with me at Chattanooga. Was our defensive coordinator there for our first year in Chattanooga before Sean hired him at Kent State last year. So we have great respect for Tom and think he's, you know, a really, you know, one of the top up and coming defensive coordinators in all of college football. So you know, it's going to be a great challenge for us across the board. They've done a great job in recruiting the last couple years and have brought in some really good players. So you know, it's going to be a great challenge and one that we're really excited about. And you know, that we know we're going to, you know, again, have to be at our best, you know, to give ourselves a chance.
Well, Tom, thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Kent State. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk again next Monday morning.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom, again. For Tom Marth and his Akron Zips, this coming Saturday, October 12th, they'll be hosting Kent State in the Battle of the Wagon Wheel. That contest, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern kickoff, and available on ESPN3.